According to commentator Mike Pesca, these are the best of sports times and the worst of sports times, and he prefers the latter.
This year is the annus mirabilis of basketball and baseball. The Golden State Warriors set a record for wins in a season. They are so good that they make playoff series that end 4-1 seem compelling. You know, the Golden State Warriors made 1,077 three-pointers as a team. In 1980-81, the second year the three-point shot was a thing in the NBA, the entire league combined to make 943 three-pointers. What I'm saying is the Golden State Warriors are good. Steph Curry is good. He made over 400 three-point shots this year. It took 15 years before a single team combined to make 400 three-point shots. And in baseball, the Cubs are so good that at this pace, they will win more games than any other team in history. They've scored about 200 runs. They've given up about 100 runs. That's a 2-1 ratio. Take the 1927 Yankees, fairly good team. They'd have to score 200 more runs than they did to get to that ratio. But as much as it is a miracle year for greatness, it's also something of an annus horribilis, like the 10-win Philadelphia 76ers. Actually, it might not even be horribilis, certainly not mirabilis. It's probably just annus. And the thing is, I love the terrible teams. I love the hapless. I love the desperate. I find them every bit as compelling as the great teams. Not pleasing to watch, but fascinating to ponder. So remember those stats, the fun facts I threw at you about the Warriors in the beginning? Those are nice to know. Maybe they flesh out how good the teams are, but really, it's the wins and losses that tell the story. The greatness of those teams is apparent, like a painting by Monet. But with terrible teams, like the 76ers or the Atlanta Braves, they're like a work by Francis Bacon, or better yet, Hieronymus Bosch, grotesqueries, but with fascinating texture. Take the Atlanta Braves. Every other team in the NL has. The Atlanta Braves, heading into this weekend's games, had 9 combined home runs. There are 16 individual players with as many home runs. One of these men is Jose Altuve, who is the smallest player in Major League Baseball. If the entire Braves 25-man roster were laid end-to-end, it would equal 28 Jose Altuves and be out-homered by them all. In the middle of this week, I saw this stat. Every team that has played at Turner Field this season has won at least 2 games except the Atlanta Braves. Now, some context. The Atlanta Braves' home stadium is Turner Field. Now, they beat the Phillies on Wednesday to push their home record to 2-17. So congrats, Braves. You're now tied for last in Turner Field wins. To me, these facts are more fun and more illuminating than the equivalent stats about the good teams. There is a fascinating texture to failure that compels, that illuminates, that illustrates the badness. It's why we're thrilled by Bartolo Colon hitting a home run, because he's so bad at home runs, and why the ineptitude of the Faroe Islands soccer team and certain English ski jumpers stay with us. Winning is heroism, and heroes by definition are not like us, and the terrible failures, they're not really tragic, they're comic, and I find them more relatable and in a way more hopeful than a barrage of three-pointers I could never make or a spate of home runs I could never hit. Also, tickets to their home games are a lot cheaper.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast The Gist from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.